This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. Healing Verses is a compilation of poetry and therapeutic approaches aimed at helping adult survivors of child abuse begin or continue on their journey of recovery towards wholeness and self-empowerment. It is not a replacement for professional psychotherapy, but would likely enhance progress. Sophie Cerna is the author. She's been a social worker, 7 months shy of a 40-year career. She's dedicated her career to working with children and adults with a history of trauma resulting from childhood abuse. She's also a certified trauma therapist and works both in an inner-city high school and in private practice. She has found that because of her own rough beginnings, she has the relatability and the professional experience to help people in their journey of trauma recovery and towards self-empowerment. As a child, she utilized humor as a deterrent of abuse of her siblings, and she continues to enjoy and often create humor out of life situations. She also finds poetry to be a healthy emotional outlet and often gifts colleagues and friends personalized poetic tributes. I'm happy to have Sophie Cerna join me now here on Speaking of Writers. Sophie, welcome to this program.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it.
So first off, how did this book come to fruition?
Well, it's technically a 20-year project. I've always written poetry. In fact, I wrote poetry as a child. And in my own life experiences, I found relief in writing poetry. So through the years, I compiled various poems through personal experience as well as in working with clients. And I had wanted to put together a book that reflected the emotional impact of trauma as shared through poetry. I wanted also to put together a guide to help parents navigate through their healing journey, utilizing poems and also utilizing therapeutic approaches to help them find more meaning in their lives.
You said, Sophie, you started writing poetry as a child. What led you to poetry? Do you remember as a child?
I don't. It was just one of those things that I found an interest in rhyme. And I utilized it and have always utilized it as a way of connecting my thoughts and my feelings. And I have found that also as a parent, rhyme does something to kind of calm things and create a mental image for calm sometimes. And I think, for me, that's what it has done.
I mentioned in the introduction that this book, Healing Verses, is a compilation of poetry and therapeutic approaches. So how is this book, Sophie, different from other trauma therapy books?
This book is concise. I strive to create a book that was readable and offered a compass towards or from identifying trauma memories, emotional pain that sometimes, or a lot of times, trauma survivors struggle with overcoming. And in my poems, even though they're poetic, they're also pretty raw in how they describe emotional trauma or even physical and sexual abuse in children and the impact from a victim's perspective or first-hand perspective. And from that point, I wanted to create, again, more of a compass in helping readers name what they have been trying to put a finger on in terms of how they feel and how the impact that it's had on their lives, and also create a journey type thing of how they can start making sense of that and things that they can change in terms of how they talk to themselves, how the energy that they surround themselves with, so that they can truly start making the changes that lead towards empowerment.
We're chatting with Sophie Cerna here on Speaking of Writers. Her new book is Healing Verses, A Journey Towards Empowerment. And this book is available, by the way, at writersrepublic.com, also barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com as well. What is your professional experience and training like?
I'm a social worker by training. I have a master's degree and have been in the field postmaster 7 months shy of 40 years. I have dedicated my career, as you mentioned earlier, in the field of childhood trauma. In fact, my first job as a social worker was working in the field of child protective services. And from that point, I have had a milieu of experience, both in the preventive aspect and interventive aspect of childhood trauma and childhood trauma recovery. So I've worked with children and I've worked with adults. And I believe that my greatest impact is on helping adults change how they perceive things so that they can have that impact on their parenting style. Because a lot of parenting comes from emotional, not so much what you know, but how you feel. And if you surround yourself with good energy, chances are you're going to parent that way. If you continue to recover or avoid recovery through substances, through surrounding yourself with what has been familiar, chances are you're going to repeat the same thing for your children as what you had.
We're going to hear one of your poems here in just a few moments. Sophie Serna, the book is Healing Verses, A Journey Towards Empowerment. In terms of the writing process and creating and writing these poems, do you set a goal to write a poem, a minimum of one poem a day?
I don't. It's whatever comes at the moment. I don't. If it's a day that I can't make sense of my emotional or mental overwhelm, this is my go-to therapy approach.
Would you read a poem from your book?
Absolutely. The poem I'll read is entitled Damaged Goods, and it is in the book. Like a delicate flower losing its petals, this hero of life's wars should be due for medals. Harsh training and cruel models to follow, just going through life, feeling hollow. Going through the motions and often succeeding, no one notices that inside he's bleeding. Love, attention, and affection, their lack causes failing condition. No longer a seedling, but rather physically grown, a survivor of human failings, now holding his own. The choice or a choice to be made without hesitation. The path that he takes will affect the next generation. Parents, you see, do shape the future. They melt the heart or they leave requiring sutures. Criminality, addiction, and violence are most often homegrown. If it's not prevented, then it's society's turn.
One of the many poems in Healing Verses, A Journey Towards Empowerment, written by the author, Sophie Serna. Sophie, what would you like readers to take away from this book and these poems?
My goal in writing this book is to have readers begin or enhance their journey towards healing. So I'm hoping that this book finds its way to the hands of people that continue to struggle with emotional pain as a result of childhood trauma. So that, again, my goal is that this be a therapeutic approach to better the lives of my readers.
Can we expect another book from you of poems?
I would. That is definitely something that's in the works, and I'm looking forward to that. This is a whole new experience for me, and I'm honored that I'm in this platform, and I certainly look forward to helping people. You know, that has been my life mission, and it hasn't changed. This is just at a greater audience. So I'm looking forward to, hopefully my next writing will be on a more positive note and something humorous that's definitely in my back pocket.
And what was the feeling like when you got this book published?
Oh my goodness. This has been a life dream.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to share my poetry with people, and I have, you know, with colleagues and with friends. But to have this actually happen has just been humbling, and at the same time, gosh, I guess pride that something finally came to fruition and that it has the ability to reach readers that I would never have. So, yeah, it's an honor.
The book is Healing Verses, A Journey Towards Empowerment. The author is Sophie Cerna. It's available at writersrepublic.com, also barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com as well. Sophie, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to seeing what readers think of my material. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Speaking of Writers.